Political newcomer Jonathan Stites admits he's an underdog in his recall election battle to unseat Bob Wirch, the Democrat who's held the office since 1996 in a district that traditionally leans Democratic. The evidence seems to bear out the contention. For instance, the dollar amount raised by Wirch himself, $258,000 as of the first of the month, is three times more than what was reported by Stites. And Carthage College political science professor Jerry Mast says Wirch has history on his side. The results of the previous seven recall elections all seem to affirm the political characteristics of each district.
I think that Senator Wirch, you know, is probably headed to, re-election. I think he'll survive the recall. If he doesn't, then I think that really kind of makes his recall election different from the ones we've seen so far.
That doesn't mean the race hasn't been a spirited affair.
Now, are we going to...
I think we better let him finish.
That's a moderator calming down the crowd at a recent debate. The 67-year-old Wirch is a former factory worker who fled to Illinois with his Democratic Senate colleagues in order to stall Governor Walker's collective bargaining proposal for public employees. The 37-year-old Stites is an attorney who specializes in helping corporations secure capital.
I owned a small business for 8 years. I had the opportunity to further my education. I went back to school. I got my law degree and my MBA from Northwestern. And I've had experience now recently working with larger companies in the capital markets. And I think I bring a unique experience base, both as a small business owner, understanding the struggles and the rewards that go along with owning a small business, and currently with having the opportunity to work with larger companies.
The phrase corporate attorney is something that Wirch has pounced on.
I think there's a clear distinction. I fought for the middle class. That's my life's work. His life's work is taking care of corporations in Chicago.
And the debate goes on from there along traditional party lines. Stites, who calls Wirch a career politician who sided with too much spending, makes no apologies for the recently passed Republican state budget with its deep cuts to education.
The legislature that's in place has been able to balance the budget, and they've done so without raising taxes, and that's important.
Stites advocates an across-the-board tax cut and says more can be done to enhance job creation.
It doesn't get much more complicated than making sure that we have the right tax environment, the right regulatory environment. I've been out meeting with small business owners. I understand from my background that businesses make decisions on investing in areas based largely on the tax environment and secondarily on the regulatory environment.
He's missed one of the big elements out there in economic development. Economic development depends on education. You have to have a trained workforce. He never even mentioned that. He's hung up on taxes all the time.
Stites said later that he did not mean to imply that education wasn't important. Wirch, meanwhile, says he's proud of his record on issues such as relating to education, the environment, consumer protection, and disabled residents.
None of those issues are very big with right-wing Republicans, but I stand for them, and that has been my life's work, fighting for the middle class, and I intend to keep on doing it.
For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.